The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Englander, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Today's daf, Sanhedrin daf Tezayin with Beis, the Gemara brings a brais. Toner Abomon minayin shemamidim shaftim liyisro. From where do we learn that there's a mitzvah min haTorah to appoint Dayanim, Shoiftim, on Klal Yisrael. Talmud Loima, the Pasuk says, Shoiftim, Titein. The Pasuk says, in the beginning of Parshas Shoiftim, Shoiftim, V'shoitim, Titein, L'chol, B'chol, Sha'orech. So there's a mitzvah, min haTorah, on Klal Yisrael, to appoint judges, to appoint Shoiftim, that should be done, Klal Yisrael. And, the Gemara brings, Shoiftim, L'Yisrael, V'nayin, Talmud Loima, Shoiftim, Titein. Besides the Chiv to appoint Shoiftim, there's also a Chiv to appoint Shoiftim, then enforce the Psak of the Dayanim. Shoiftim l'chol shevet v'shevet minayin. Talmud loimar shfatim l'shfatecha. Shoiftim l'shfatecha. Later the Gemara says, Shoiftim l'chol ir v'ir minayin. Talmud loimar shfatecha. Shoiftim l'shorecha. So, we have here in the Gemara, it comes out, that there is a chiyuv min haTorah to appoint shoiftim, to appoint Dayanim for the entire Klal Yisrael, for each shevet, and for every city. That's a mitzvah min haTorah. Now, there's a question that is dealt with in the Poskim, whether or not there's a mitzvah to appoint shevetim, to appoint dayanim, in a bezn shel shloisha. Meaning to say, we have three types of Batei Din. We have a Bezdin of Shivim Ve'echot, which deals with their things, that's called the Sanhedrin Gedolah. Then the Sanhedrin Ketano of Esther Mishloisha of 23 Dayanim, they deal with Din Nefashis. And then there's a Bezdin of Shloisha that deals with Din Emominus and other things that we saw in the first Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek. So, the question is, when we say that there's a mitzvah Shoiftim, that is a mitzvah to be mana Sanhedrin in every city. So certainly there's a mitzvah to be mana Sanhedrin. However, the question is whether there's a mitzvah to be mana a bezn shel shloisha as well. Now, it seems from a number of Rishonim, from the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvahs Essay, Kufa Involved, from the Chinuch and Mitzvah Tov Sadi Aleph, it would seem that part of the mitzvah of appointing Shoiftim is that in a city where there is not enough people to appoint the Sanhedrin Ketano, then we must appoint three Dayanim, a Bezen Shal Shloisha, for those Dinim, for those Inyanim, that a Bezen Shal Shloisha deals with. You know, it's in a city where there's a Bezen Shal Esrim Shloisha already. So of course, Yesh B'chal Masayim Mon, from the 23, you could take three Dayanim, and they could be done whatever Bezen Shal Shloisha is done. You even have 23 Dayanim to pick three out of, as a bonus. But in a city that's not big enough to have a Sanhedrin Ketana of Esrim Shloisha, nevertheless, there's a Chiyuv to be Mamanah three Dayanim for a Bezen Shal Shloisha. Why? Because the mitzvah of Minui Shoiftim includes to have a Bezen Shal Shloisha in every city to be done those things that a Bezen Shal Shloisha is done. However, the Rabbeinu Bechai, in the beginning of Parshas Shoiftim, he says, there are Shoiftim of Shivim Ve'echod, there are Shoiftim of Esrim Shloisha, and there's a Beis Din Shel Shloisha. He says, the Beis Din Shel Shloisha, that's a Takonis Chachomim, that in a city where you do not have 120 Jews, so the Chachomim were mistaken to take a Beis Din Shel Shloisha to be done on Dinei Mominus and other things that a Beis Din Shel Shloisha has done. So we see clearly in Rabbeinu Bechai, Rabbi Yochum Fishel Perlo on his Sefer Mitzvahs of the Rasag, he has a arichus about this, and he brings a number of Rishonim that hold that the mitzvah of Midas Shoftim that we learned in our Gemara, in our Braisa of Sanhedrin of Tazayin Amud Beis, is only a mitzvah to Yemanah Sanhedrin, wherever it's applicable. However, the mitzvah to Yemanah Shoftim does not include to be Yemanah Bez Nishol Shloisha, and therefore a city that's not large enough to have a Bezdin of Gimel, of Sanhedrin, would not be mechuyev minat Torah to have any bezin, even a bezin shel shloish. However, midirei chachamim, midirabbanan, there is a chiyev to be memana, even a bezin shel shloish. That's one question that the Rishonim deal with. A second question the Rishonim deal with in this mitzvah of mini shayfti is whether or not bizman hazeh there is a mitzvah of mina dayanim, of mina shayfti. Now, of course, according to those Rishonim who hold that the mitzvah is only to Mimana Sanhedrin, min ha-Torah, that the mitzvah min ha-Torah is only to Mimana Sanhedrin, then certainly, bizmaneinu, when there's no way to Mimana Sanhedrin, because we don't have Dayanim Smuchim, we don't have Dayanim that have Smicha, so we can't possibly have a Bezin Shol Shalisha, Shol Esim Shalisha, we can't have any Sanhedrin. So the only Bezdin that is possible to have Bizmanenu is only a Bezdin Shal Shloisha, possibly Chamisha, Chalitza, it's a different story, but for the purposes that we're dealing with, we're talking about the Bezdin Shal Shloisha versus the Bezdin Shal Shloisha. So if you hold that the Bezdin Shal Shloisha Bizmanenu, if you hold the Bezdin Shal Shloisha is not part of the Mitzvah Deraisa, so that means that certainly midiraisa there is no more mitzvah of mina shayftim until the smicha comes back to Klal Yisrael Meir Yomei. However, lefi the other rishonim that we saw, the Rambam, the Chinuch, possibly the Ramban, who hold that the mitzvah of mina shayftim includes even a basin shal shloisha min ha-toyre. According to them, the question is, how about bizman hazeh? Is the mitzvah of minu shoiftim that is min ha-toyre, that includes bezin shal shloisha, only applicable when we have dayanim smuchim to sit on that bezin shal shloisha? However, bizmanenu, that as choshev as the dayanim might be, they do not have the smicha that the Torah talks about. So we don't have a basedin shal shloisha of smuchim. Is there any mitzvah min ha-toyre of being memana a basedin? Or maybe the mitzvah is only midrabbanan. So, the Ramban, in the beginning of Parashat Shoftim in Chumash, he says that bizman hazeh, when there's no smicha, so kol hamishpotim b'teilim min ha-Torah, because we learned that lefneim v'le lefnei hadyotos, Gemara in Gittin, and anan hadyotos anan, we bizmanenu, we have a din of hadyotos, and not a din of Elohim, which is the basin of the Torah. So, the only authority that the Beis Din Bizmanenu has is only as Shlichusayu Kavdino. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, Yishayin bring in the beginning of the Masechta, that the Dayonim in Chutz La'aretz, the only authority they have is that they're doing the shlichus of the dayanim hasmuchim in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, says the Ramban, since they're only shluchim of the basin of smuchim, but they themselves are not smuchim, so there is no mitzvah of minu shoiftim min ha-toyre bizman hazeh. So it's very clear from the Ramban that today where we don't have smuchim, and the only authority of the Bezdin is because Shlichus Taik of Dinon, we are doing the Shlichus, the Dayanim of today, are just carrying out the Shlichus of the Dayanim of Smuchim. So, there's no mitzvah of Mina Shoftim today. We find other Yishayinim that say that as well. The Chinuch, in the same place, Mitzvah Tav Tzadi Aleph, he says that although we do not have Smuchim today, but every kehila, every community, should be memana, the people, the good people, the people who know what they're doing, the competent dayanim that should enforce law and order among Klal Yisrael and make sure that the people in the community are keeping the Torah. But it seems that he's just talking in the spirit of the mitzvah, but not the mitzvah itself. The actual mitzvah, min ha-shoftim, is not noyig today min ha-Torah. And we find the Tumim in the beginning of Chesha Mishpat also says that bizman hazeh, there is no mitzvah of minu ha-dayonim min ha-Torah. It's only a takonas chazal that there is a mitzvah of minui dayanim bizman hazeh. However, there are those rishonim, there are those that are mitzadeh that there is a mitzvah min ha-Torah, but the pashtus, the way we see from the rishonim, is that it's all midrabbanan bizman hazeh. So, as far as practically speaking, bizman hazeh, we do no longer have the mitzvah of shoftim, titan shoftim v'shoytir, and titan l'chol v'chol sharecha. There's an interesting question, which some achrayim speak about. The Chasam Sofer in his Tshuvas in Orech Chaim Simin and Dalit discusses, why isn't there a brocha on all mitzvahs? We make brichas on mitzvahs, and we find quite a number of mitzvahs that we do not make a bracha on, and we already find the Yishayim and they deal with those mitzvahs that we do not find a bracha on. There has to be a good reason, and they try to give reasons. What are the reasons why, the possible reason why Chazal did not misaken a bracha for these mitzvahs? So one of those mitzvahs that falls out is the mitzvah of Mina Dayani. And the Chasam Sofer says, and don't tell me the reason is because perhaps this Bezdin will never function because maybe no one will have it in Torah ever. He says, no, we find that you make a bracha on Bedikas Chametz, even though it's possible you won't find Chametz. We find the Ramah brings in the Ma'aril that you should put out pieces of Chametz around the house. Kedei that the bracha shouldn't be the Vatala, but that's not Me'ikir Adin. Me'ikir Adin, we make a bracha on Bedikas Chametz, even though you didn't put any pieces. So why is there, how could you make a bracha even though it might possibly, you might not find any chametz? Because the mitzvah is not to find the chametz. The mitzvah is to look for the chametz. And as long as you search for the chametz, you did the mitzvah, and therefore it deserves a bracha. It's over here also. The mitzvah is not to judge the Jewish people, the people of the community. The mitzvah is to appoint dayanim who will be there, who the basin will be available for people who have it in Torah. So as long as you appointed the Bezdin, you opened up, you established a Bezdin, that is deserving of a bracha. So the Chasam Sofer says an interesting teretz, and he says, Ha'odim Yerlai Nai, we are only human, and we can only see what our eyes see. And it's possible that although we try and we believe that we chose the right dayanim for the Beis Din, but it's possible we made a mistake. It's possible that there are people who are more competent than these dayanim. So therefore, since we're unsure whether we indeed did the right thing in choosing these dayanim and appointing these dayanim for the tzibur, therefore says the Chasam Sofer, we can't make a bracha on that. We find other reasons. The Parshas Yosef in Parshas Mishpatim, he brings some other reasons why we don't make a bracha, and he says an interesting pshat. He brings a rekeach that says that any mitzvah which is not exclusive to Yidin but is applicable to Goyim as well, you cannot make a birchas hamitzvah. Chazal were not misakin a birchas hamitzvah. Why not? Says the Rekeach. What do we say in the birchas hamitzvah? We say, Asher kedishonu b'mitzvoisov, Hashem sanctified us with his mitzvahs, v'tzivonu, when he commanded us. Who was he mekadosh with his mitzvahs? Hashem was mekadosh klal yisro with his mitzvahs. So any mitzvah that Hashem was mitzave to klal yisro, to the umas ha'olam as well as to klal yisro, such a mitzvah, we cannot make a bracha asher kedishonu b'mitzvoisov. And since the mitzvah of Mina Dayanim is one that applies to Bnei Noach as well, As we will see, Mitzvah Hashem in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Vav, the Gemara brings that one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach is to appoint Dayanim, judges that should judge people. Therefore, this is not a mitzvah that's exclusive to Klal Yisrael, and it doesn't deserve a bracha. Just as an aside, this idea that Bnei Noach HaMetzuveh on Minu Dayanim, there is a Tshuvas Chavais Yoyer that the Pesachei Tshuva brings in Chayshem Mishpat Siman Tes. He says that he has a question: if you're allowed to bribe a Goyish judge, is there any Issa to bribe him? And Chavais Yoyer says that yes. He says yes and no. I won't discuss the no right now, but we'll discuss the yes. He says, since the Goyim also have a mitzvah of Mina Dayanim, a mitzvah of Dinim, and there's an Isser on a Yisroel to be Machshel a Goy in his Sheva mitzvahs, so when you're giving him Sheichad, you're being Machshel, this Goy is a judge, to be done a Mishpat She'ein Emes, so it's an Isser of Lifnei Iver L'Sita Michshel. Very interesting, Chavis Yor. Then he brings reasons why there wouldn't be an Isser Sheichad, Ayin Shom. I think there's another point over here. When he gave the mitzvah of Mina Dayanim, we find an interesting thing in the Rambam. In the beginning of Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam starts off and says, Mitzvah Zasei Shal Toiro, L'manu Yishayftim V'shayftim, B'chol Medina Medina, U'b'chol Pelech U'pelech. So he says the mitzvah Mina Toiro. Again, we're talking about wherever this mitzvah is noyig, wherever this man is mitzvah is noyig, but there's a mitzvah of shayftim v'shayterim, and there's a mitzvah to be a man of shayftim v'shayterim. He says, b'chol medina u'medina, u'v'chol pelech u'pelech. In every state, and b'chol pelech, let's call it every county, there's a mitzvah of shayftim v'shayterim, tikkun l'chol b'chol sharech. That's halacha aleph. Halacha beis, says the Rambam, ein onu chayovim lahamid batei dina b'chol pelech u'pelech v'chol ir v'ir ela be'eretz Yisrael b'lvat. The mitzvah of appointing batei din in every pelech u'pelech and in every ir v'ir is only in Eretz Yisrael. Avo b'chutz l'aretz, there is no chiyuv to imam in the bezdin b'chol pelech u'pelech. Now, without getting into how the Rambam is consistent with the Gemara in Machas Daf Zayin, which is a big problem in the Rambam, I want to discuss one section of this Rambam, and that is, many Achroinim explain the Rambam, and they bring rise to it from the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, that when the Rambam says the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, although he uses the Lashon in Chutz La'aretz, Einu Chayyom Lahamed Bezim B'chol Pelech U'Pelech, but they say the Rambam holds in Chutz La'aretz there's no mitzvah at all to be Memane Dayanim. It's only in Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah Lahamed Batidinim is only in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, there is no mitzvah at all to be maimed a bez in v'chol pelech u'pelech. Now, the question is that the Rambam, why did the Rambam divide halacha aleph from halacha beis? Now, halacha aleph, the Rambam says, there's a mitzvah to be maimed, to be a man of shayftim v'shayterim in every medina v'chol pelech u'pelech, and he goes on to explain what shayftim, what shayter. In halacha beis he says, "Ein onu chayavim lahamid batei din v'chol pelech u'pelech u'levir." Only in Eretz Yisrael, but in Chutz La'aretz there's no mitzvah. Why can the Rambam just say that in two words in halacha aleph? Just incorporate everything into halacha aleph and say, "Mitzvahs asay shal Torah l'man is shayftim v'shayterim v'chol medina medina v'chol pelech u'pelech be'eretz Yisrael," and that's it. And then you wouldn't have to go and write a whole halacha base to explain that the mitzvah is only Eretz Yisrael, not a Chutz La'aretz. It would seem that halacha base has some other component, while the Rambam had to split it off from halacha aleph, and he's coming to teach us something, that it's not so simple to just say in Chutz La'aretz there is no mitzvah at all, and the whole mitzvah was only given for Eretz Yisrael. And I believe that the explanation of the Rambam is as follows. The Rambam holds that, of course, in Chutz La'aretz there is also a mitzvah to appoint shechtim. However, there's no mitzvah to establish batei dinim. What's the difference between appointing shechtim and establishing batei dinim? And again, this is very meduyik in the Lashna Ramba. Before we explain the difference between the terms, between shechtim and batei dinim, that is exactly, if we look back into the Rambam, we'll see that's what the Rambam, that's the Rambam divided halacha aleph and halacha beis. In halacha aleph, he said, mitzvah sa'aseh shel Torah l'man is shoiftim v'shoitim b'chol medina medina v'chol pelech v'pelech. In halacha beis, again, in halacha aleph, he did not make any distinction between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz, which means that in Chutz Laaretz there's also a mitzvah l'man is shoiftim. However, in halacha beis, he says, Einonu chayovim lahamid batei dinim. He doesn't say, lemano yishreftim. He says, lahamid batei dinim. B'chol pelech v'pelech v'leiver ir el be'eretz Yisrael b'vat. In Chutz Laaretz, Einonu chayovim lehamid beis din b'chol pelech v'pelech. That means the Rambam's distinction between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz is only as far as the chiv to be mamid beis din, to establish beis din. However, the mitzvah of min yishreftim, which he discusses in halacha aleph, is noyig in every place, Eretz Yisrael, as well as Chutz Laaretz. Now, what is the difference between Minas Shoftim and Lahamid Batei Dinim? So, the idea that we're about to explain is found in the Ramban, in Chumash, in the beginning of Parshas Shoftim, and he makes this difference. And he says that in Chutz Laaretz, there is no chiv to appoint L'man Yislahem Beis Din. When the victim of injustice will come and cry out, Yamdu Olov Haruyim Lishbait, those people who are competent to judge will stand up, Uvimishpatehim Yishpetuhu, and they will judge him with the proper judgment. So what seems from the Ramban is saying is that there's two types of ways how a shofet, a judge, can function. One is that there's an established base thing. There's a place, there's an institution that exists in the community that's called a base thing. And the dayanim sit there, they have their hours, they have their times when they're available. That's the base thing, and anyone who has a dentaira comes to the base thing. There's another possibility, and that is, there's no base thing. There's no place, there's no house, there's no institution called a Beis Din. The city has judges that are on call. They are available for whenever the situation arises that someone feels that he was an injustice was committed to him, and he somehow was gypped, was robbed, whatever it was. So he goes and he cries out, and those who are competent to judge will go and judge him. Now, that is not a base thing. It's the difference between having a doctor in a city and having a hospital. So, lahavdil. So, therefore, the Ramban is saying, that's what the Ramban is saying. So, I think that's really what the Rambam is saying as well. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a chiv lehamid, a beis din. There's a mitzvah to establish a beis din. In Chutz Laaretz, there's no mitzvah lehamid beis din. There's a chiv lemanis shoiftim, to make sure that there are shoiftim available that can judge. But there's no mitzvah to be mamid, in Chutz Laaretz, to be mamid a beis din, only to be a man at shayfti.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.